You're the best replacement comic that has ever come to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Just,
thank you.
If they, Sam Tripoli is here with us. If they say, hey, Eliza Schlesinger had to cancel the last minute, Bob Zaney's going to be here this weekend. Ugh. And we go, oh, Jesus Christ.
Pass.
But then they were like, hey, Eliza can't make it, but Sam Tripoli's coming. And we said, yes, that works out perfect for
thank
us.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
And thank you for the free entertainment in the lobby. That was amazing.
Who'd you get to see? Do you know who they are? Describe what you saw. Medicine Man?
Medicine Man and a guy with a guitar who looks like he'd be at any age from 25 to 60 years old.
That's true.
Yes. What range it is, and they're just, it's like this perfect meeting of crazy together.
Let
it's
me
like,
tell you about Medicine Man. When I moved here in 1989, I was like 18 years old.
Yeah.
And I would go to concerts and Medicine Man would be there. And then over time I got in radio and then he would call the show and I'm like, I realized that's the same crazy guy from concerts.
So he's still at the concert.
Oh, yeah.
He still is at the concert.
He's out of his mind.
Every show, doesn't matter what it is, he's there every time.
And he's stealing your CDs, by the way. That is slowly getting.
That's part of the deal. If he comes in, we give him free CDs.
I respect that.
Did he try to talk to you?
Oh, it's like the weirdest things. It's like this non sequitur. It's like the Mitch Hedberg of conversation.
So Avocado Rocker is the guy with the guitar.
Yeah.
Now, last time we saw him, he's had this giant goiter on his face. And we tried to pop it. And, then he had to go have surgery. So we haven't seen him since the surgery.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that looks like now.
It doesn't look any better.
He's an excellent guitar player.
Yeah.
He can really play the guitar.
Yeah.
Look, there's the goiter before he popped it.
Oh,
yeah, right? Oh, I can't even watch that. And then
it looks like the rebel leader from Total Recall is trying to come out of his face.
Did you see Badass Ryan? Is he here yet? He's the most normal out of them all.
The 6'8" baby out there?
Yeah. There you go. That's him.
Giant, tall baby guy.
Yeah. Size 18 shoes.
Unbelievable. That's what human beings are becoming now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're just getting taller and taller.
6'8" baby. He's a young kid. He moved down here. He's the most miserable. He calls himself, he always says badass, so we call him Badass Ryan. But the more you talk to him, the more he's miserable. So now we call him Sad Ass Ryan.
Sad Ass Ryan.
Yesterday, his whole thing was about how everybody around him dies.
Oh, God. Why didn't someone tell me that before I met him?
Well, we read this story the other day, that, and you know Carmen. She's been here since you've been here before.
Oh, yeah. I think I sexually harass her every time I see her.
I wouldn't say harassing as much as it is just putting it out there.
Okay, yeah. I guess I shouldn't say that on record.
Right. But Carmen, as adorable as she is, surprisingly not that smart.
Yeah.
So we did.
Do you want him smart? Do you want that? Like, do you want her doing your taxes? What
no.
do you want?
No. She's perfect.
Yeah,
I think she's perfect.
Yeah, just in a happy place.
Yeah,
I have a smart dog. It's miserable.
Carmen is similar to having that dog when you're in a bad mood and you see Carmen and she runs and sits on your lap.
Yeah, now
I'm in a good mood. Oh, Carmen, you found a whole new use for you.
I'm a dog.
Oh, no, you're a happy, bring happiness.
You're a great person.
Dogs are much better.
Bring sunshine into the world.
She called chess yesterday, the game chess. She was insisting that it was chest. Is
really?
The game.
It sounds better with a T.
That's okay. Yeah, let's just make up stuff right at this point.
So there was a story about Scrabble.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Right, about the guy winning the Scrabble. And then she started chiming in about Scrabble. And
she said, well, do they let him use a dictionary?
Because it was in French.
Yes, but the whole story was that the guy memorized the dictionary.
Yeah.
And you can't use a dictionary in Scrabble, so of course then she's never played Scrabble.
Yeah.
Would you like to win every like Scrabble event and still be a virgin? Like, is there any way this guy's ever seen a woman naked?
It's got to pay off somehow.
There's got to be a payoff.
There's got to be some Scrabble groupies or something.
It's like, mating with that guy is mankind's best chance, and they will do nothing. Why you can't put enough seats in a Lil Wayne concert. The guy's drinking cough syrup and rhyming white with white, and everybody wants to hook up with him.
Right.
But the guy can win Scrabble after 2 weeks of some Rosetta Stones. Nobody wants to hook up with that guy.
Yeah, it's true. It's why we can't go forward as a society.
The aliens need to come and just hit the reset button. We need to get it over with.
By the way, I don't know if you're into this at all, but I'm driving home yesterday, and I get a Fox News alert on my phone. NASA to hold a press conference. One of their things in space found another planet
that
is like Earth, has similar climate, has its own sun, and it's bigger than Earth. And I thought, we have finally gotten here.
Yeah.
So I flip my radio on to Fox News, and I'm like, let's hear this. I'm hoping one day in my lifetime I walk outside and those ships are just sitting there like Independence Day. I don't even care if it becomes the end of the world. I want to see it before I die.
You know what I heard? It's Elysium.
Yeah, it's fine.
All the rich people are going to be living there.
So, that's exactly where it's going to go. That's what they think Mars is going to be.
Right. But now you've got a place that's actually inhabitable, and it takes you 14 billion light years to get there, but we'll figure it out eventually at a travel light speed. So I'm super excited. I'm like, here it is. We're going to find out other races. And there was nothing. And then I got to my father's house. I was on my way there, and I go, hey, put on CNN. He goes, yeah, they said they were going to have a press conference, but they're not showing it on TV. I'm like, we found another world we can live on.
Yeah.
And then you find out that they're like, yeah, we found thousands of those. We just can't get to them.
Really?
But that's now it makes me believe, like, how do we not just know that other people are living out there and we just can't get there?
Well, the whole thing is, like, you know, with Elysium is that, you know, the rich people are going to go colonize and, like, they're going to make the human species better. But have you ever seen rich kids? They're idiots. You know, we're just going to have a bunch of idiots on another planet. It's going to be nothing but Paris Hilton.
Right. Scott Disick will be their leader.
Right? Yeah. There's a bunch of morons. The human race, you know, the only way we have to survive if we're all just immigrants. That's why. You know, we have to be the people who get on boats and go through water. Those are the people we want to go to another planet.
They earned it, yeah.
Not like, you know, our grandparents did something during the Civil War and now we're set up for life. Those are idiots.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Did you hear the Hulk Hogan story?
No.
Supposedly now there's audio. The WWE scrubbed him from the website and everything else. Audio of him calling The Rock a Sambo and a underrated N-word and all that stuff. And then everybody, when we were talking about it, tweeted us to ask you about chicks calling you the N-word during sex.
Yeah, I like to be called the N-word when I'm crushing it. I don't know. I like a hard R, too. Don't drop that A on me. I was plowing this lot Mexican in the back of my car one time, and she just grabbed me and just licked me right in the R and just...
She nailed you with it?
Oh, to hit me with an R, and it's like, it's... It's oppression in bed is really sexy. I don't know, when you feel like a second class citizen, it's just like you want to just hump for freedom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just, and so like from there on I've been hooked on it, and then it's always a weird moment when you try to get a new girl to say
it.
Right,
it's like, how do you tell them to say it?
Yeah,
and
that just it's like a heat check at that point.
Right.
Either we're moving on together from here or this is where it ends. Either you have a problem with saying this, we're gonna go two separate ways.
Do you you being called it could never get you in trouble. You calling somebody else,
yeah,
it might hurt.
100%.
Right.
I've tried to tell that joke on stage, and it either kills or it is the worst set for the rest of my time.
By the way, we should point out Sam's white.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, thank you for calling that. Most people would call me Middle Eastern. I'm Armenian, which everyone clumps in with the Middle Eastern. But yeah, with the terrorists, with the jihadists.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, it's, you know what's so funny about racial jokes, man? It's like, it's almost going backwards now. It's like, you'll feel like people are getting together more and more and more, but because of the news, it's like everyone's just way more sensitive than it should be, you know? And I was talking about someone to this last night. It's about the black people in the front row have so much responsibility.
Right.
They're almost like when you go on a plane, you got to sit at the exit rows where they're like, okay, you have a lot of responsibility. Like, I just want to fly. Nope, you have responsibility.
Right, you got to pull the door off.
If you're black sitting in the front row, one, congratulations. Two, if you're going to do that, you have a responsibility to laugh at every black joke, even if you don't like it. Because every time a black joke is said, everyone looks at you to see if we can laugh at the joke.
Right.
So if you take it serious, go, give me that, look, you know, that stink face, the rest of the joke doesn't go well. You have to go, ha, 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 and do the fake laugh so the white people can laugh at the joke and not feel bad about it.
How about if you were that black guy that's not cool and you don't want to laugh, but you feel like you have to laugh?
Yeah.
Because all the white people are looking at you and you're like, ha, ha, ha. Then you feel so bad about yourself that you didn't have the balls to stand up for yourself in the middle of the show. I saw black people walk out of a Bert Kreischer show. The most non-racist guy ever. But Bert likes talking to black people. He gets, I don't know what it is about it. And then they, remember when the one lady walked out of Bert's show and Bert couldn't see her, but she was rather large and kept calling her sir? And and I go, Bert, maybe it was because you kept calling her sir is why she really got mad at you. Maybe it wasn't the racist stuff.
Some people just get sense about it. Some people just hear buzzwords and they don't actually want to try to find out what context that word's being used.
Right.
It's just buzzword. Like for a long time, if you just said the word Jesus, people would just shut down, know? And that's just political correctness. They don't want you to use common sense. They just want you to react to something with a sec.
It's ridiculous. It's hard for you. It's hard for us, but it's really hard for you guys because you got to see the immediate reaction.
And there's such hypocrisy to it. Like, I once did a gig in California. I was gigging at this show in L.A., and I followed Tommy Davidson, right?
Right.
And he was literally did 30 minutes on how crazy white girls are, and the place went.
That was fine.
I went up and did one joke about how I hit this van with my car, and you never know what's in the van.
Right.
It could be a guy. It could be a soccer team. It could be a Mexican family. And you're like, how many people are in that car,
right?
And it becomes like a clown car, and they just keep piling out, and grandma gets out of the glove compartment. And dude, the bouncer's like, people wanted to murder you at that point.
You told the Mexicans.
Yeah, it's all fine print. Like these people say, that's why it doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
And the problem is people mistake us not liking something for being offensive.
Yeah, that's true.
Just because you don't like something doesn't mean it's offensive. A great example of this is this pastor in Arizona said that yoga pants are a sin and camel toe is the work of the devil.
Right.
He said that out loud to other people. I'm like, if camel toe's a sin, heaven is going to be a sausage fest. Right? Because every great human being in the history of man, every great woman in the history of mankind has rocked some camel toe. Joan of Arc, Harriet Tubman, Mother Teresa had
sure.
the gnarliest camel toe I've ever seen in my life. So it's like, he just doesn't like yoga pants only because he knows he can't hook up with the people wearing.
That's the problem.
The yoga pants.
By the way, on a camel toe note.
Camel toe notes.
I was sitting in my car the other day waiting for my wife to get out of the supermarket, and this woman came walking towards me with the most... I mean, it looked like she had inflated it.
It looked hungry, right? Like it was gnawing on the...
Right. But the problem was, she was an unattractive middle-aged woman, and I still couldn't stop staring at it. It's fantastic to me.
One time, I was at a coffee shop, and a friend walked out to me, and she had the weirdest camel toe. I mean, she just had full-on camel toe, and I couldn't stop staring at it, and she saw me staring at it, and then we made eye contact, and we both kind of laughed.
I mean, Carmen, did you ever hike it up to try and accentuate your camel toe?
No, I don't try to accentuate it. I try to hide it, but sometimes you just can't. Like, when you go to the gym, I'll wear, like, longer shirts. But then those get in the way. So at this point, I'm just like, whatever. I got it.
Camel toe will be the new butt crack, will be the new cleavage. Eventually, girls will be like wearing things that accentuate.
Side boob, it's camel toe.
Her camel toe is kicking.
They're a different, girls' privates are different models. There's the axe wound. There's some that are cleaner than others. And then there's some, the quote, our friend Ralphie, that are just big fat monkeys.
Yeah.
And those big fat monkeys, you can't do anything about it. But no guy is looking at that going, gross.
Yeah.
Unless you're gross. Yeah. I mean, that's the hottest thing because it's the next best thing to seeing it is almost seeing it.
Yeah. I'm totally with. And then they come in different sizes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that hung at all, but one time I met this chick in Canada and I had to shoehorn it in, you know? And then there's other ones that, like, these size queens, you know, women have always tried to make men insecure about stuff, and that was the size of our junk, you know what I'm saying? And because some girls are like, I like big junks because you have a car trunk for a woo-woo, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're the one who said it earlier in the week that size was the most important thing.
No, I said length.
Yeah.
Oh, that really?
Size,
most
pungent.
People don't say length. What, you like a plumber snake down there just trying to clean the clogs?
I mean, I like it over 7.
I don't even know what that looks like.
But I don't need it to be like a Coke can or anything. I don't like that.
So you like it? You like a straw. Is that what you're looking for?
A crazy straw.
Yeah.
A crazy straw.
One of those long pixie six straws that you get in the candy store.
Yes. I feel for women, though. It's like you don't know what you're getting until it's a surprise.
Yeah.
Women always come up and grab my junk now. They're like, and they just ask you. They don't even care anymore.
I guess I get it.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
Let's not beat around the bush. Let's get right to the point. What do you want?
Except for then they walk away.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, all right. Well,
you got to give us warning, too. We don't walk around with erections.
No, we want to be prepared.
But we can tell. We can tell in that state.
No, you can't. What have I said? In a drunken, passed out state, mine looks like the golden tee ball where you just see the little dome on the top.
Well, yeah, no,
but when it comes to making sweet love, I'm fine.
But I'm just talking about like right now, right here. If I went around and I just grabbed all of you guys,
okay.
I would be able to tell who I would like.
I don't think you would.
Yes.
In this state, you would not. You would be. In some of us, you'd be horrified by grabbing. Yeah. You'd go, what happened? Are you okay? Yeah. Was there an accident? But then if we were all in the state of ready to make sweet love to you, I think that you'd... Oh.
I've been doing it long enough. I've seen enough.
I'm a big enough whore to know.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
To know what I'm going to get after you guys.
She's compiled enough data.
Mm-hmm. Let's play a game. There. Let's play a game. What do you want more? Super long junk, but real jerk? Or nicest guy ever, 3 inches of power? What do you want?
Oh, super long. Be a
really?
Jerk to me. Yeah, hit me.
The human species done.
Yeah.
We're just done.
It's over.
Yeah. It's going to be a great place to live.
Yeah. Women are phasing out little junk. Pretty soon it's going to be nothing but just 9 inches of destruction. Yeah. All the little junk people are going to
be
dead.
Carmen likes, she's got a proclivity for black dudes, too. What? You don't?
No.
You don't.
She has no idea what proclivity means.
I'm saying I like everything and anything. I don't have a type.
But
you guys know that.
Carmen, you do have a type. Your type is Dwayne Wade.
The last guy that I just dated was freaking like 6'5 and white.
But
like,
wouldn't have sex with you.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he have sex with you?
Nobody knows.
We don't want to go there.
Okay.
We don't want to go there. But anyway,
how long did you date him for?
Like a month. Not that long.
And you just kept trying. He's like, no. And did he tell you why?
He wouldn't make a move, and I'm not going to make a move. So.
You know, he's a white guy. That's his problem. Huh? White guys watch too much romantic comedies,
right.
And they think women want us running through airports and telling them how much we love them and write them haikus and stuff, you know?
That's almost like if you're Spanish's age, the ones you should be sleeping with are married chicks.
Yeah.
Because husbands are trying to bring flowers home and stuff. But all they want is you to just go in there and call them dumb.
I'm scared that I'm going to get shot one day is the problem.
You probably will.
Yeah, like I really
You're sloppy with it, though.
I really am. And
Spanish
talk
had a cop,
about it. Yeah.
Spanish had a cop chasing him one time because he was banging his wife.
Really? Yeah. It's bad karma, dude.
I used to,
when I was young, I'd meet all these women. They're like, I'm separated. And they were totally lying. And I would sleep with them. And literally the next day I got fired from whatever job I had. It was just weird.
I feel like you're doing a service.
Really?
Yeah. Like, hey, if they're unhappy, that's on them.
El Chapo? You know El Chapo?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
There's this rumor, like, he was going to give anybody $10 million who would let him, like, find him shelter. I'm like, you can come to my house for $10 million and drill my girlfriend all day.
Yeah.
We've been together 12 years. Feel free, all right? For $12 million, that is not an indecent proposal. That is a price is right, brother.
We are now trying to outbid for El Chapo. Hold on. I got two girls that are at my house. I got a pool. You got a pool? I can get Chapo. I'll do it for $8 million. Yeah. That'd be the best. How about that, man? That guy still, that just shows you money will do anything.
Unbelievable, dude. I mean, I can't believe they sneak in. Why can't they sneak out? You know what I'm saying? Why not?
El Chapo is such a great name.
Did you see that this is the second time that he's done this the exact same way?
Yeah. Well, I was reading the story. I looked at my brother and I go, it's money. Because if you're an $8 an hour prison guard and this guy is going to give you 20 grand to look the other way, you're looking the other way. And then if he has to pay 8 guys 20 grand, they're all looking the other way. There's no way you can hold a guy like that down when you have that much money.
Yeah. And then they're like, bring him to America. They're like, that ain't happening.
Nope. I also find myself, I don't know all the heinous crimes that El Chapo has committed, but once a guy escapes from prison, I cheer. I'm on his side for a little while.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see you get out.
That's how I feel about bank robbers. As long as nobody gets hurt, I root for bank robbers all the time, dude. How many times do you just want to be like, oh, you really $5 overcharge? Really? How about I just bring a gun and rob everybody here?
I had to go in the bank twice last month, which you never do, and both times I was like, okay, I can take that guy. I'm trying to think how I would rob this bank while I'm in there.
When you were gone last week, we were talking about it. I came up with a great idea.
A second great idea to rob a bank? Yes.
So I go in, and they're not going to catch you. Like, if you're fast enough, you go in there, and you get the money. Don't go into the safe. You get the drawer money. So I get it, put it in a bag, and I'm in a ninja suit. And the ninja suit's a tearaway ninja suit.
Hold on, real quick. You walk in as a ninja? Right. That might set stuff off.
I run in as a ninja.
Okay. Are you just throwing smoke bombs everywhere?
Okay. All right. All
took right, the guard right. down with the star.
So then I get the money in the bag. I run. I go around the corner because I know I've already got it all planned out and stuff. There's a dumpster there. I take off my ninja suit, tearaway. I'm in my jogging clothes.
Right.
I put Rock playing in the background while you're doing. Oh, yeah.
And then I have weather balloons in a dumpster. I open it up, put it on the bag with a GPS, let it go up in the air, and then I jog away. And then 2 days later, I get it.
Nobody sees that.
Nobody sees it.
A bunch of balloons taken off.
Nobody sees it. People aren't paying attention to what's going on.
Everything works except for drones would take out that money real quick.
But they don't know. Nobody knows that the money's there because it's gone. It's up in the air already.
Interesting.
And nobody's paying attention. The cops aren't there already, so the money's gone. I have a GPS, and I find it a day or two later.
We tried this. We experimented. He believed that to get rid of a murder weapon, you would tie it to a balloon and let it take off.
So you shoot somebody with a gun and then have it to a weather balloon and let it go. They're going to find it eventually, whatever, but they'll find it 2 or 3 days later and you're already wherever.
So we did it. We tied a gun to a balloon and we let it go. And it took a guy found it in the water, a boater.
Yeah.
He found it and had a note on it and he called us here at the radio station.
Oh, really? Yeah. How many days later?
It was like 3 or 4 days
later. It was at least 3 days.
Head start.
Unbelievable.
Start.
Wow.
We looked everywhere on the ground for the weapon. We couldn't find it.
No weapon, no crime.
Your answer to everything is balloons.
By the way, do you know Eliza Schlesinger at all?
I do know Eliza Schlesinger.
Do you know her story with her ex-boyfriend?
The
liar?
Yeah.
Hey, she told that for the first time on the show.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I'm going on Rogan's podcast in a couple of weeks. Should I tell it there? And we were like, absolutely. Yeah. Let the world know.
100%.
And then there's been like follow-up since. And I was that's the one real reason why that and her gorgeous boobs were the
other
reason. She really is hot.
She's got great, great ass.
Is she funny?
She is funny.
She's funny on the show. She's funny.
She's really cool, man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so she had to...
It's always funny when I come on here. Like, you always do a heat check with me on comics. Like, last time I was here, you told me about your Jim Jefferies stories, and now...
We're back together with Jim.
Oh, you guys got the back?
Well, we kind of, like, Twitter made up.
Not all of us.
Yeah, Drew Galvin still hates him.
I'm a holdout.
I think next time he comes to town, we'll fix it up. But no, we're good now. But Red Band, who I like...
Yeah.
And still encourage you to watch him and be friends with him and do the podcast on it. And I haven't unfollowed him from Periscope yet, but I have to. He breaks the Periscope rule too much.
There's rules to Periscope?
The rule is when my alarm goes off at 4 o'clock in the morning, I could shut it and go back to sleep until it starts whistling at me because Red Band is up at 2 o'clock in the morning eating Chinese food.
Yeah.
And Periscoping.
Why do you do push notifications? Are you just at that age where you just don't know what the buttons mean? Because I made that mistake one time.
I need to know. I follow like 200 people, and out of the 200, if any of them are on at 2 o'clock in the morning, I need to know about
it. Yeah, right.
Except him.
Right.
Because he's always on.
He is. And he does weird stuff, and people just love it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Between Brody Stevens are like that. They just do weird things.
I leave my house at 4:50. And I get here at 5:50, and in that time, he'll be on and off 3 different times.
Yeah.
My phone will whistle at me, and I don't even have to look. It's Brian Redband live.
Blackout drunk.
Drunk, driving, sitting around throwing things.
Hitting on chicks way out of his league,
yes.
But because he's on Joe Rogan Experience, they totally are giving him a shot.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, it's amazing. Every like, oh, so you're boning that comic now. Okay, and they all get shots, and it all works out. I mean, he's helped made a ton of careers.
It's a fine life. Like, how old is he?
He's 40, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he was younger, but I would imagine the last 10 years have just been awesome for him.
Well, it's been a bless. I mean, Joe Rogan is an amazing comic, right. And he's hit it out of the park with not only with the UFC, but with the Joe Rogan Experience. And,
yep.
And Red Band's been able to ride shotgun to that. And he's like, he's the best guy, but it's almost like he's a bubble boy, too, because, like, he lives without consequence.
Yeah.
Like, well, he does whatever he wants. And because he stands next to the 800-pound gorilla.
Uh-huh.
Nobody minds him because that guy's so big. You know, Rogan, he could do whatever he wants.
The other thing is, when he was in here one time, he was telling us about when he used to date a porn star.
Yeah.
And some of the things I think are gross that they used to do. And he'd just tell it with no problem to whoever was in the room. And I admire that, but I can't. I have kids. I can't tell those stories anymore.
Yeah, 100%.
He has nothing to worry about.
He's really fun. He's a great guy. It's fun to work with him. Red Band has been a very good friend to me.
Yeah.
We've done tours together, and I've always just wanted to do something where it's like you shoot his special of him doing stand up, but you also shoot the crowd because the reaction of the crowd if they know him, they love him.
Right.
If someone just showed up to a comedy show, it is going to get weird. Fast. You're gonna see some offended old people.
Yeah.
Because he gets into a bit, he doesn't leave it. He doesn't do like, okay, this isn't going well, let me go a different way. He sticks to it, mm-hmm. And it gets bad fast.
Oh, I love that. And the last time you guys were here, we had, I think, the Drunky Drunk Girl Party. Was it something else that we were doing?
Tara Patrick, I think, was
here.
Oh, Tara Patrick was here. We had the Drunky Drunk Girl Party. You guys were making out with girls. And he was like, this is the greatest radio show I've ever done. And I went, okay. Not with Carmen.
No, you
were too white.
My sorority mom.
Yeah, I made out with somebody.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Sorority mom
doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Well, that's what he was like. We were talking in the elevator, and that's what she wanted to be at the time.
Right.
She didn't want to be in the sorority. She wanted to be the mom.
Even though she got the nicest ass.
Called moms? Isn't
no.
that what strippers she, call the lady
yeah,
who
in the back.
Picks up their thongs?
That's what she was saying, because she was older than the rest of them, but her body was tight, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were. She would refer to herself as a mom, but she was fine.
Yeah, you're always in the game. Women always try, man. It's so hard to be a woman. You don't understand. As long as you put out, you're in the game.
Right.
You always have a chance. You
right.
could be 55, look like the Crypt Keeper. If you give it up to a 22-year-old, he's cool then.
You're absolutely right.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.